This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
So once a month, we spend some time with our friends at Hickory Point Bank. I shouldn't say once a month. Carl and I talk all the time. But once a month, they're actually in studios. And we've got the big Girl Scout event coming up, Operation Cookie Share, a little later today. But they're folks who live and work and invest in this community in so many ways. And so we shine a little spotlight. It's kind of a two-way thing. We appreciate their partnership and what they do in the community, because you can't do it without sponsorships and hours and volunteers and putting in the time. And they get to bring along, you know, the things they're passionate about, and we get to preview events and organizations that do amazing things in this community. It's a perfect fit. Josh Logan's back with us here today. How you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
You're a Decatur guy, right?
Absolutely. Then born and raised.
MacArthur, mm-hmm. to Millican.
Yep.
You and Nick both following that pathway. What made you decide to stay here? You're a talented guy. You could go apply your talents anywhere. What made you decide to stay in the community?
Absolutely. You know, honestly, born and raised here. I remember growing through all the schools here. You know, this community, as we were just talking about earlier outside your office here, we were talking about how everywhere there's issues. There's issues everywhere in this world. However, we get this blown in our face all the time, but there's so much positive stuff here in this community. There really is. Everything from the Kiwanis Club, and we're here today. Hickory Point, we are truly so committed that we're invested. We love to be able to support these groups that are out here.
All right, and so you are a member of the Kiwanis. Now I want to welcome both of our guests here. Doug Warren is with us as well. You're going to have to explain to me the hierarchy of the Kiwanis as far as your title. Lieutenant Governor Division 27?
Yes, isn't that a handle?
Well, that's kind of impressive. I just think you can flash this at a checkpoint and go, yeah. What does that mean exactly?
So the Kiwanis is international. It's in 88 different countries.
And you're part of the Decatur Early Birds Club.
Right. Yeah. We're broken into districts within the United States. There's 33 districts. We are Eastern Iowa and all of Illinois, and I'm the Lieutenant Governor of that.
Of that whole area?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
Okay, so you travel a lot?
A wee bit, yes. A little?
Okay. Yeah. I know the name Kiwanis. I mean, you know, here, you know, we've got not only one park named Kiwanis, you got another one that they flipped the name Kiwanis and called it Sennewick. So we've got this great Kiwanis history. But for folks who maybe aren't familiar, younger people that, you know, didn't, you know, grow up with it necessarily, what is it that the Kiwanis group does?
We try to improve the lives of children. That's the bottom line. We do books for kids. We do all kinds of kids programs. We help with the Millican Play for the kids that is written by the kids. Just a lot of different interesting kid-oriented items.
Okay, so you've got two chapters, is that right? Two clubs here in Decatur. You've got the Golden K's, which are like kind of the retirees.
Right.
Yeah, and then the Decatur Early Birds.
Early Birds.
Yeah, so they meet separately. I mean, but you guys do things in conjunction with each other?
We do.
Okay, yeah. And then you have two high school clubs.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Ah, yes. It's called Key Club, and the Key stands for Kiwanis Educates Youth.
Okay.
And actually, the Mount Zion is the largest Key Club in the district.
Really?
Yes.
And you're also at St. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do those Key Clubs do? How are they connected with you guys?
Well, we sponsor them.
Okay.
But they raise some fundraising on their own, and they do charitable works. They go out and they do programs and events. They organize like a little government. They have a council, and they have a governor and a lieutenant governor within them.
That's great. Yeah. So like lifelong learning experiences.
Correct.
Are you open to doing more of that, or is that kind of, I mean, if other schools wanted to get involved?
Yes, we would. And we do it with younger ones.
Okay, so what's the kind of commitment? I mean, you know, when you're talking to somebody about this or a group about this, I mean, what are you expecting from a school?
From the school? Well, we have to have one of the persons at the school is going to lead it, but we will support it, and we will bring people in to help them and support it with money.
Okay. Right. 550,000 members internationally, over 80 countries, the Kiwanis. Josh, how did you get involved?
You know, earlier, a couple years ago, I was actually doing, we had another club, Noon Club.
Uh-huh.
Scheduling-wise, we're busy throughout the day, so I was invited by Carla Miller to join Early Birds and, of course, jumped at the opportunity.
All right. So what have you gotten out of that? You know, for other people who, you know, these service organizations, you know, struggle a little bit today. It used to be there was more of a transition, you know, mentor to mentee, and there was a kind of a pipeline, you know, into that. And maybe the kids have a little disconnect with that day. What do you get out of it? Why should people think about serving in this capacity?
You know, it's great opportunity just to be able to give back to the community. I mean, this is where we can help throughout the day. And this is needed. This is honestly needed. Kiwanis is great. We're building the foundation for the kids around in this community. This is, yesterday we were fishing. My fourth grader was fishing, over at Fairview Park, and he came home. He was grinning from ear to ear, talking about how I caught 11 fish, Dad. That, you know, those are opportunities that we provide.
Yeah,
the kids of today need this. So this is absolutely, it's opportunities.
All right. Well, let's talk about specifics because we've got Kite Day, which is coming up. Pretty amazing stuff. And it's Sunday, May 5th is the date, from noon to 4 at Kiwanis Park.
Correct.
Of all places. That's an apt thing. First 100 children, thanks to Hickory Point Bank, are getting a free kite.
Correct.
And talk a little bit about the history of kites in this community, because it goes way back. Kiting itself, some 2,800 years ago, to China, so it's been around a while. History right here in Decatur.
There is. 1921, Harvey Sellers opened up the High Flyer Kite Company. At their peak, they were producing
kites
over 5 million kites a year. Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So they had a 60-year run, and they went to a total of just under half a billion kites they made in 60 years.
That's amazing. Think about all the joy that happened out of all of that. And you have his grandson coming to the event on May 5th?
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. How did you get that contact? How did you find out?
He's still in town.
Okay.
Yeah, so we found him, and we've asked him, and he'll be there.
All right, so John Sellers, who's the grandson of Mr. Harvey Sellers, will be at the kite event.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Now, I forgot about the Macon County History Museum, that there is a High Flyer Kite story display, right? If people want to go find out about that?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So people just need to show up. You need a little wind, right? Hopefully no rain, and not too much wind. But May 5th ought to be okay.
It should be great, I hope.
All right. So why do you guys stay involved in these kinds of events? I mean, I love hooking kids up to history, right? I mean, because we tend to sort of like skip over some things, and knowing about the community they're growing up in, and maybe interest in getting off a video game for 5 minutes and going outdoors and actually enjoying something. But is that why you keep doing these kinds
we
of things?
We do, yes. As a matter of fact, speaking with the kids, people suggested to me, if you want to bring kids out, you got to have drones up in the air. And I said, okay, fine. And I ran around looking for some drone flyers. And then I thought, no, we're going to go back and we're going to just have the fun and joy of putting a kite up in the sky.
Yeah.
Maybe years down the way, we can add in some drones. But right now, we're just going to have a fun kite day.
All right. Now, you're going to have a roped off section, and you got the Gateway Kite Club coming. What is that? Right.
They're out of St. Louis.
Okay.
And they fly competitively. They go around the whole country. And they fly, so they're going to bring some very large kites. They'll bring fighting kites. They will have kites up all day long. They may be able to get out and stir among and help the kids fly, but we will have plenty of Kiwanians there to help kids get the kites up.
All right, so you got your membership showing up. How many members do you have now?
Well, we're just at 200 in the town completely.
Yeah,
between the two clubs.
Right. But it's a struggle today, right? Or it's a different kind of struggle than it used to be.
Correct.
I mean, you always, you know, a small percentage of people will volunteer and give back. And, you know, the lesson I've always learned, man, if everyone just did a little bit, you could move mountains. But the pipeline isn't there the way it used to be.
Correct.
So how do you get the message out? How do you get relevant with the younger people in the community? Clearly, this is one way of doing it coming up on May 5th.
And, of course, we'll have tables with all kinds of information about what we do, how we do it, and please join us. But we aren't going to twist arms or make anybody say the pledge. So...
All right.
Lead by example.
Very cool. If you go back and look at the history of kites and particularly in military battles, you know, the way they were used. I mean, there's a fascinating whole story in and around kites in the 2,800 years they've been around. I don't know how long this tradition has been going on in Decatur. I know it's been a very long time.
It has.
And so Kite Day on May 5th, noon to 4. When you go back to work today, and I wanted to mention that you're a financial advisor with the Raymond James Financial Services at Hickory Point Bank. And and mm-hmm. be specific about what it is that you do.
Yep.
Pass along our gratitude and thanks, because, you know, we got organizations like this that are ultimate volunteer organizations, but they can't do what they do without sponsors and people who are generous to support these causes like Hickory Point Bank.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to do this because it makes the community better. And don't you think it makes the employees better? I mean, being
Absolutely.
A part of being literally invested in the community.
Absolutely.
Yes, you have a customer relationship in the community, but making the community better makes that job better.
Absolutely. And all of us at Hickory Point, we're all encouraged to be members of these organizations, be board members wherever we can. We are passionate about being able to help the community, yeah. grow the community, invest in the community.
You also work with the Decatur Youth Hockey Program.
Yeah, Decatur Youth Hockey.
How's that going? You know, we had all that excitement a few years ago, you know, when we were up against another community. You know,
yeah,
it was a big deal.
Hockeyville.
But I see the kids, you know, when they're doing their thing. How's that program going?
Oh, it's always growing. You know, we have a great, most people wouldn't realize, but we have a great following. Very passionate community of hockey players here in the community. You know, we do a lot of traveling. We're down in St. Louis all the time, Wisconsin. Of course, you know, it's got a great place here in Decatur.
All right. Well, thank you for all you do.
Absolutely.
It's quite a bit. And we'll see you May 5th.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.